This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Oh my God.
What? Huh? You just realized they were cannibals?
No, the people.
They were fine young.
We got to see if there's some karaoke to this on the, you know, in the same vein of Can You Feel It?
Oh,
blank.
Yeah.
God, this would be a good one for that.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Well, I don't know that we can reach out to that couple to, y'all so. Take requests. Dang Although it. That'd be a gold mine for them.
Strives me crazy.
I'd love to hear Aaron Neville do this song.
Oh, he'd make it beautiful.
He'd kill it.
Oh, yeah. She drives me crazy.
I feel like what we just did off the show, off the air, was like an hour in itself.
Are you exhausted now?
No, it's just your brain gets warm and fuzzy and fired up.
It's like I used the example of, even after all these years of doing this, like, get ramped up, you talk about something, and then you have to, I try to sit, and it comes off as like an a-hole probably to y'all sometimes, I try to sit here in complete silence during the breaks, because
it's only a little confusion, because you don't know if, you know, you might be something else going on, or you might be upset about something.
Well, it, just know that it's never that way. It's okay. Just like,
because just know, I just never want to ask.
The example I used was like, let's say you're shooting a pornography film, and okay. You're like, things are like really good, like crap, yeah. And the guy's like, all right, cut. We got to change the battery in this video camera. But we'll be back in like 15 minutes.
Must be hard for a man in that situation.
I was going to say, like,
especially the cameraman who's laying up under.
He's like,
can I just lay here and take a nap while you change the battery? So, and then, you know, and then to break and then come back and try to pick right back up on that, yes. That whole thing.
Especially when you get a lot of information, too, in the in-between.
There's things that can kill a moment.
Well, you're not kidding.
It never happens with you. Because you always, like, the conversation keeps going with Paige when you go off the air. If anything, you get more off the air.
That's why I sit here in silence, because I want her to, again, that's what the book will be called, Save It for the Air.
Yeah.
Because I don't like recreating conversations, and that's probably my biggest downfall in what I do, is I like real candidness. But then again, sometimes that ends up in, Well, that didn't go so well because it wasn't vetted out or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like with this live Q&A with you right now, Paige, I feel as though this could be so much fun.
It could be.
But also, it could go tragic, and then we got to do another hour and a half.
I know.
I can start crying about my life.
No, see, it wouldn't be like mean stuff. It's just like things like I've often worried about, and you've been so like forthcoming with all this information.
I feel like we can kind of feed off each other that way as far as the direction it goes.
Yeah.
So if you want to start, I mean, I can go pretty much anywhere with it.
I'm ready.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to come back to like bite me in the butt at all.
Not at all.
What size bra you wear?
Oh my gosh. You know what? I'll be honest with you. They've gotten smaller.
I believe that.
And so I'm between bras and I don't even know. I need to go get measured.
Take it off. I will.
Welcome to corporate training. Now, what was the biggest... As far as...
Oh, God, when I got really fat after Chris died.
Yeah, we'll start there. That's a good point.
You have to go there.
No. It's my fault.
I don't expect a real answer. That was really just said in jest.
I don't even know. I think it's like an F.
Just one?
But I don't know exactly what it was. I probably cut the tag out because I was embarrassed.
What? That's so weird. Like if I was a dude that had to have a huge inseam put in my boxers, I wouldn't cut the damn. I'd put it on the outside.
So I didn't want to
hang them on the wall.
I'd wear them things pulled up to my freaking tits. My boobs.
I got to turn around.
Fat boy's gonna have a heart attack.
I am. Turn around fast enough, maybe.
I'd have them things pulled all the way up the way Wahlberg used to wear his Calvin Kleins.
I would like to be like a 36 double D.
So
no, ideally I'd like to have like a breast.
You know what the crazy thing is about breasts? And breasts is what we'll call them.
Breastesses.
Is that I've seen girls who wear, who are like double Ds, and then I've seen like that. That's what they said the bra size would be, but then when the bra was removed, like, that doesn't look like double Ds. It's weird how the shape.
Some girls have the spillage too. They don't. Yeah, they're not
yeah. Right. Like it's kind of an odd thing, and it's got to be so like.
I think
isn't it weird? Like what an odd cross to carry, a cross to bear. That something that brings so much pleasure to so many people is so painful to
the
you.
The smaller, the better, because then you look optimum in clothes. You want a little bit of cleavage if you're going to be wearing certain outfits, like you know, a dress or something.
Yeah.
But not much.
Really? Like, that feels weird.
I'd rather be flat-chested, where you don't even need a bra, and you can just throw your clothes on and go.
Can you imagine if you were a dude, and you had to wear something that showed just a little bit of your nuts, and then they were pushed up?
I know.
It's a lie.
I know.
Everybody would be looking at him.
Sure would.
It became in fashion to have, like, cleavage on the back of your pants, where you showed, like, a third of your butt crack.
Cleavage.
Like, oh, look, there's ass mole. We forgot about mole. You. I have a little mole there cracking my ass.
I don't know. Like, she could give out any kind of letter. But
you
and
could
I don't
say
even know what
any. Yes, exactly right. Like, I don't. The same way with, like, a crowd. How many people showed up at your event last night? It could have been 1,000. It could have been 300. I can't eyeball things like
plus,
that.
Plus, we know they're probably not the same size. You could have one could be a C and one could be an
F. Well, that's
F.
the right. thing. They're not the same size.
You know. Sometimes God has a sense of humor. He gives you one bigger than the other.
I hate to make it a term, but I feel like you're lying about having sex in 7 years.
Why would I lie?
Wow.
I mean, it's not, God, I regret.
That's really where the whole.
I'll tell you in all honesty.
Where this bit idea came from, actually, was that one thing there. And I can't believe you went there with it.
Regret not having sex with someone who I should have. But I didn't because he.
Look at him if they're in the room right now.
No, he passed away.
Okay, you just looked at me. That was weird.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God.
And things were going really good, and then he was going out on tour, and I thought, well, I'm not going to get involved.
Chris Angel.
No. I'm not going to get involved with this person because I know it's never going to end up the way I like it. And
Larry the Cable Guy.
You want to hook up?
I like up after the pro-am.
You want to hook up with Tomator?
Just turn him into...
I liked him too much. And then,
turn him into...
And then he got COVID.
Fried chicken.
And he passed away.
You turned him into damn Carl.
You want to hook up? Get her done.
But as far as going out on dates, we had the best time. We laughed. He was everything that I liked because he just was fun. And he didn't sit and bitch and complain all the time. And
you're begging us to ask
who. I like them legs.
Who was it? A musician?
Mm-hmm. He was a guitar player.
Guitar player.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the musician types.
Tommy Iommi.
Paige likes. Yeah. And a bassist off a couple she's dated before since I've known her.
Yeah.
Are kind of like the effeminate type of,
No, this
might be a little light in the loafers.
What I liked about this guy
is... You're doing like, a Mr. Roper impression right now. It's weird.
Is he was actually a really good man. He was good with his children. He was funny. And we would just talk for hours about things that were just... It was fun.
I have... Oh.
What is that? Rock?
Mm-hmm.
This is like a mini observation on this kind of same tip.
God, Paige, the music is already played.
I know, man. It's quick. Paige will tell you that she's not interested in a guy who's in a relationship, which I respect. I get it.
Oh, no. I believe in, you know.
She believes in mahogany, okay?
I feel like if the woman's a real bitch, you'd make an exception.
No, I wouldn't.
I feel like, come on. I feel like it's how women are with each other.
I would just say, you get rid of whatever you have, and if you want to... I'm not looking for anything. You know, I'm not going to say we're going to have a love affair or a relationship, because what I want isn't going to happen.
So if you're on Tinder, you're still figuring it out? Is that what you would say? You put on your thing, still
first
figuring it out?
First, I want to be friends with you and hang out and get to know
Short term, open to long term.
Yeah. And if it grows into something really cool, like
we're... Are you free tonight?
Seeing each other all the time and calling all the time.
Have you fooled around at least? You know, like a couple of these,
When you start having a sex relationship, he wants it every single day. And then, you know, I don't have the time to invest in a relationship right now. As far as men are very needy creatures.
That's another thing to get into.
She's going to get lesbian on us.
No, I thought
that'd be an interesting wrinkle for the show.
I thought if I was a lesbian, it would be a lot easier because I spend a lot of time with women. But I'm not attracted to women in that way, unfortunately. Yeah.
That's had to have happened before.
I want a penis.
How do you know, though?
I'm Goldie Blanks, and I want to find the right one.
What? Paige.
I feel there's no experience.
Why is there plurality in that?
Exactly. I knew this wouldn't go one segment. You're still left with more questions than you are answers. And that's just sexual. Amy got
and it doesn't
other
have
stuff.
To. It doesn't matter what somebody does for a living.
That's a lie. That's got to be.
Why
a lie.
Is that a lie?
You got to have like minimum. You know, like that's how people are now. They have their minimum.
I want to learn from somebody. I wanted somebody that's completely different than what I do. Obviously,
is the man's name Ronnie Dunn?
No.
Okay.
I mean, what if he's like Paige? I make 8 figures a year, but I talk with my ass for a living in a microphone. Literally, that's what I do.
I don't care.
No, that's embarrassing.
I got my money. You be you.
Because when you bring around the friend group, what does he do for a living? He talks with his ass, literally. Nobody's ever seen his face.
My friends are like, so who are you seeing right now?
He's a poopeteer.
Is he fun? Is he going to want to go hang out with us and have a good time?
God, he has so many more questions. We just talked. I mean, look, that came off of a little joke about the bra.
Blurb. Yeah. I will read. There's a bunch coming in. We'll ask you some of these. Some of them are very intrusive. I won't ask. And I'm doing the golden rule with that because I wouldn't want anybody to ask me that.
Yeah, but do one to others before they do one to you.
Well, I'll go ahead and say it. I've never had to go to the health department for a test. So,
I mean, they're free.
No, I mean, like, you know, hey,
oh, okay.
I call you and tell you this thing. I had a friend that did one time, though.
Are they that good, though? Because it's public health.
I mean, I don't know, but they had to use a Q-tip on him.
Like in the backside?
No, if it was,
Oh, okay.
Like the way Big Brown got sick that time.
Oh, my goodness.
I know if the Q-tip was back here and it was like, you know, 7 inches.
Yeah.
They make big Q-tips now for that.
Oh, wow. That really hurts. All right, we will, I don't know. We may resurface back with this. I feel the more it goes, the worse it could get.
Oh, boy.
There's a lot of territory to get into because we haven't even talked about things, you know, non-intimate relationship-wise that I have questions about. But, you know, I can address them whenever. It's one of those, like...
Text me what you're thinking, and then I'll text you what I'm thinking, and we'll see if we agree that this is okay.
Okay. That's probably the best way to go about it.
If you were a man, I'd totally ask this. So that sounds really bad. But we'll it also grill you. Shows I'm a damn gentleman, too.
I hear you.
Damn it.
We'll grill you.
Okay. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I wanna be. Walking steady. A demonology, yeah. So let me make it, yeah. So make it, yeah. So you made it now. Now look at my face. My name is Mata Ben.
Oh, I got that one.
My name is Never Was. My name's Forgotten. Hey, so glad I made it. Yeah, you really made it. Hey, there's only us.
Here it comes. This is the best part.
When I wake up in my makeup, it's too early for that dress. Wilted and faded. We're Hollywood. I'm glad I came here with your pound of flesh. Your second feeling, 'cause you're a star now. I'm sitting around.
Like, they are taste.
I couldn't pick between that and Bobby McGarry.
I love this one. Because even when it's like off key, I guess, it's still like, it reminds me of Suzanne Summers singing.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah, good. Yeah, you make me so busy.
So busy.
Cause I'm tired of me already.
I feel like she bought in to her own. Like Matt, you like to say sometimes, you speak it into existence. She always said, "I'm so busy."
That she has made herself busy.
Yeah, and I don't know if she's done it on purpose or.
Yeah.
If it just happened.
Well, do you want to ask her?
Like, I feel like...
It's the Paige Q&A.
Oh, God.
You don't need to be that busy, right? Like, there's really...
You think I'm trying to fill the void? Somebody asked me that the other day, and it was really deep.
Wow, I didn't even think about that.
What are you trying to fill in your life with all the things that you do?
Because you don't have time to do all that stuff.
I don't, but I make time.
You can't, though. See, like, what you're talking about taking on now is going to be a lot.
And you're not going to have time to get laid.
Exactly.
Okay, but with what you say you got going on, as far as my count goes, that's like four, like, jobs. She's like, yeah? How? How does that even...
Well...
My mind's blowed.
I mean, I don't know. She's not answering the question.
I don't know. What do you want me to say? Some of the stuff in my life has to go, you know.
All right, here's the thing. Like, she'll realize that and she'll say it. But I don't think it will. I think she'll keep doing it. She'll keep trying to juggle all these balls when she don't have time to juggle balls, which is what she really wants to do.
That's true.
More juggling of balls.
Like, do you think if you started dating someone, you would pull back on some of that stuff to kind of allow, you know?
Not now.
Oh.
No, I have goals to reach. And, you know, like, if I want to meet the right person that has their own goals and their own life going on, that they're not just sitting around doing nothing in their life. You know,
God, that speaks to something bigger.
What does that speak of?
I feel like the way people...
I mean, I think nowadays most people have a lot on their plates, if not raising children, working, running a farm. A lot of people have things that take up elements of time.
I feel like the way people describe relationships now, as far as what they want somebody who's super busy, has their own money.
Mm-hmm.
Their own schedule and a lot going on. So they want to match that way where there's virtually no time to do anything but meet, hook up, and that's it. And that, like, if that's what it is, that's cool, but that's just like a casual situation.
I mean, there's time in the day where you can do things. You know, I have some evenings off.
Very rare, though.
God, I want to ask a very intrusive question,
okay,
but
please,
it's too intrusive.
I just want to hear it.
Too much.
Please, by all means.
It's too much.
Just ask me.
She said. She swore to God. I saw it.
Do you, as an outsider looking in, as your friend, do you think that you help out too many people?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I do too. To the point where I want to, like, look into your soul and tell you that you're sometimes naive and gullible. And
oh,
you
absolutely.
Should not do so much for so many.
Yes.
You talking about financially?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's not to break any kind of barriers that we've had off the air, but, like, Paige does a lot for a lot of people, and I feel as though she's been taken advantage of in the past. And
I'm not
just talking about here at work.
I mean,
I'm kidding about that part.
She's a people pleaser.
I mean, I have been heartbroken because things have been that I with someone that I trusted. Someone has stolen things from my home.
Her feet pictures. No, they were stolen.
The most bizarre thing, they stole a ring that was given to me from somebody that I care about.
The toe ring.
And they, yes. And they took the rubies out of a sword that weren't even real.
Wait, what?
Yes.
See, this is what comes up.
They were fake.
Stuff like this comes up.
The sword is fake.
You had a katana sword that had a red crystals in it.
It has like a dragon. That
they didn't
in its
steal
car,
the whole sword. They just took
the rubies out of it.
Is it just hanging
like
on
the
wall?
Plastic. No, I have it behind the door just in case someone comes in.
It's a getter. And somebody freaking stole the fake rubies out of it.
They did. But you know what? That sword.
How did you notice, though? You went to like grab it and say, wait a minute, someone stole my jewels out.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that looks weird. And I went, holy crap, their jewels are out of that.
You got a sword on the wall.
It's not. It's hidden behind the door.
Apparently.
Apparently not, but it's sharpened.
The robbers found it.
It was sharpened by a Marine, so if someone falls on that blade, they're not going to be living very long.
But are you sure the jewels were fake? Fake rubies?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of it.
Is it something like your dad brought home from the war?
No, it's something that someone gave me. I don't know where it came from, and it may have come from Iraq. I don't know.
Paige
Hopefully
will give you
not.
So many chances that if you... How much you run over her is like indicative of how you are as a person.
Yeah.
So how much do you take advantage of that?
And if
me,
that
it's every day.
Person would have said, oh, and I don't know if it's the same person, but that person asked me for money and I didn't have a lot of money. And I don't ever have change on me. You know that. Because women generally don't carry. I mean, I use debit cards. So...
Women only, though.
I don't normally carry change or dollars or anything.
Right.
I just don't.
You usually just have rubies from swords.
No. They're not real.
It's like
nothing's
the end of
real. I'm not even sure that the ring that was stolen was real. It's just it's silly. I would have given you money that was probably more than what you've stolen from me. If you would have just sat me down.
So that was
said,
somebody... In you had in your home
to repair something and took something from me.
But you were not broken into. It's someone that was in your home.
Someone that I trusted.
Jesus.
See, Christ. She means it when she actually says, all you had to do is ask.
Yeah.
90% of you don't mean it, but you say it after the fact. No. Like, why'd you steal from me? All you had to do was ask. Like, okay.
I would have get whatever you needed.
That would have worked.
Probably if it's under a certain amount of money.
Hey, do you care if I rob your house tonight?
No, I don't want you to rob my house.
You could have if you'd asked.
Because you would have taken stuff.
I would have told you when I left.
Probably had no value whatsoever, but it meant something because...
That rock out there ain't a real rock. There's a key underneath. You could have just walked right in.
Could you bend over and grab your legs? All you had to do was ask.
It made me think of what a hoarder I am because I've kind of like, instead of going through things...
You're a sorter.
No. Instead of going through things, I've boxed it all up, like for my mom and my husband, because I don't want to deal with my feelings. I just put them in the bins.
Oh, dude, that's me. I got a trunk full of
knickknacks, tchotchkes,
paraphernalia,
and I just
sounds
like
now.
Drugs.
Sounds bad.
Inferior, is that how you call it? Like paper stuff, like old reading cards and stuff. Yeah.
And I have
all my kids' science fair projects. I've told you that story. I saved that whole trifold.
I get that though.
Foam cord, because I worked hard on that damn project.
Bless you.
We planted flowers and we watered some with water, some with Mountain Dew. Some with like not urine, but something else kind of strange. And then I took pictures every week to see how they grew. And it's like, we got an A on that. And she's like, I don't want it anymore. I'm like, by God, that's going in the garage. That's awesome.
Did Mountain Dew grow anything on that?
It killed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just like it does your body.
And see, my husband, he had DVDs and he had lots of CDs. So it's all boxed up. We have music from everywhere. And the DVDs.
You're going to bring them in? We'll burn them into the system.
And when I went through all the hundreds and hundreds of DVDs that we had, I was given to my brother. And then I found the porn stash that my husband had, and I was sticking the porn movies in as I was giving him movies.
Yeah.
So. Your brother took your porn?
Like, no, I gave it to him. I didn't know I had porn.
Is that
I
a gift you
it.
Take from a brother or a sister?
I just gave it to
what
him.
What if there's a home video in there by accident?
Oh,
it'd be strange.
No, it was just, I was like, oh, Christopher, either this was a present or you're really demented. But most men probably are, so I don't know why.
It's got to be one of the strangest things to, like, if you die and then, like, what was just like, what was left behind. Like, you know, you go clean out the person's house and there's like all this like, wow, I didn't know you were into this, or oh God.
And I can't make out what it is, because porn covers look like flyers for rap shows. Like, okay, this is busy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment, a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
No, it wasn't anything. I mean, it was like a lot of girl-on-girl stuff, and it was just really weird.
All right, we'll take a break on that. Good morning, everybody. Yeah. If you missed
something, download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, this sounds like royalty-free music.
Oh, no. Definitely not.
Oh, and it's definitely not. It's going to cost us 38 cents.
Everybody's singing now.
Yeah, we went back on some of these texts, reading them about
G-wagon,
the Post Malone tips.
Big it's tips.
$1,200 at a Pizza Hut, and several. I agree with several people on here. What is $1,200 to Post Malone?
It's a lot.
What do you think he gets? I don't even know the way tours work anymore. They used to get paid a flat amount. Now they do like rev shares. But what do you think he makes for like a 2-hour show? Like his.
Oh, God.
Like, is it a couple hundred thousand? Is it.
At least. It sounds bad about that because I don't know.
I only know like back when the radio station did actual, that sounds bad, but like it's impossible for the radio station to now be the promoter because of the way bands work. And
yeah,
but I can remember we had booked Nickelback right on before. I mean, they had like two songs on the radio and they were $10,000, but then Another time we tried to book him a year later, it was $100,000. And that was freaking Nickelback.
When they were going out downtown afterwards and mixing it up.
That's true. Wild Wing upstairs.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
So
it's a lot of money. His net worth, if you go by that, which is all we got to go by, which who knows if it's accurate, says $50 million.
Yeah, so that mean that like if there was an inflation chart, I was thinking about you. A chart where you could say, okay, this is how much I make a year. This is how much he makes. What is $1,200 in my money?
Right.
Like I gave a superb tip one time.
In the thousands?
No. But a really, really good one. And it was the week of Christmas. It was one of them real, real nice restaurants, or whatever. And the it was the lady. She like worked her butt off, but she was also
Time of year tip.
Yeah,
it's a big factor.
But like, if you take that amount versus his amount, like I should have gotten pressed that day.
Jesus, so we're talking about at least three figures for you.
Yeah.
God.
But you've never now you make me feel like some kind of.
Here's what's weird. If you're bad, I feel better about tipping you because I feel like other people aren't.
So instead of leaving a penny,
I wouldn't do that. Them. I feel like I'd have to tip you better. But
okay. Teach them a lesson.
If I tip you a large amount, let's say $50, which I would never do, I feel like I'm tipping ahead for the next few people. For some reason, like I'm covering their tip. It's a weird psychology to it.
Have you ever waited tables before?
I was about to ask. I haven't even. I haven't even, but yet, like, I know.
But I got tip fatigue, too. I'm tired of getting asked. And I get asked so much.
There is a lot of that. Like, there's a place that I go to sometimes, and they have it's a coffee place. It's Starbucks. And they'll hand you the little thing to scan or to swipe or whatever, and it'll say, it's going to ask you a question on there.
Oh, no. I got to take a survey.
And you know where my finger... Well, no, it's, do you want to add a tip to it?
And you say no.
No, I can't not.
I feel the same way.
I just won't go back. There's a restaurant that's one of my favorite places to eat that I'm not going to go back to because I go through the drive-thru, I order it, I wait a good 10 minutes for the food, then get asked for a tip.
And like, they physically, do you want to give us a tip? They ask you?
Yeah, because I give a card. You want to leave a tip on the card? And I always say yes, but I've already paid like $15 for lunch at that point that I've waited 10 minutes on. I ordered in the drive-thru you didn't have to bring to me.
And they don't rerun it, so who's getting the money? I've noticed that it doesn't go back on there.
I could go back to the way it was before COVID, where not everybody was asking for a tip on every service.
That kind of did kind of, hey, we got to bag this up for you. So you want to throw a tip on here?
How about we pay people more so they don't have to ask for tips?
Like, this isn't even like with restaurants. It's like with any service.
Yeah, I mean, there is, but then again, like year end, like, you know, you don't live. You don't do like year-end tips to any of your regular like people you do business with, like a.
I don't really have that.
Escaper of land, or maybe a cleaner of homes.
I don't have anything like that.
Yeah. Like cleaner of homes.
No rotation of people as far as that goes.
You don't have a staff working for you, Fat Boy.
No. But then you know.
Someone's bougie in the room.
Ask Paige to come clean your house for free. She'll probably say yes.
I will. I like your wife.
Even with people when they're talking about, I'm not talking about everybody, like, lumping them into musicians, but there's some musicians that are, like, you know, tip me, like, here's a song I'll play for you.
Oh, just yeah.
Like,
so now
Posty goes out
and he doesn't tip somebody, so they're like, he's going to get bad service?
He's setting himself up.
Is that what you're
up.
Saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's setting himself up for when he leaves these big tips.
Mm-hmm. Like, if it's Christmas time and you're near layaway at Walmart and you see Shaq in the building, you're like,
get out of my way.
Let's go pay off my layaway, Shaq.
Mr. Beast tipping this pizza guy $10,000.
Jeez.
That the guy thought was fake money. When you're at the point of Mr. Beast, which is stupid calling a grown man that, When you're making all that money, just relax.
Why
do
you take exception to calling him Mr. Beast but love Mr. Bean?
I don't know. It's weird. It's at least I know like there's a real person behind that. Like when you're making that much money, and he is.
It's jealousy. Admit it. I get it. It's what it is.
I just don't get it. He figured out something I don't get, which I respect that. But when you're making that much money where it's hand over fist and you literally say, I do not know what to do with it, like just stop.
You know, and
take a break.
I've worked as a waitress, and you've worked hard with some people, and you keep thinking, oh, I'm going to get a good tip out of this, and they don't give you anything. And then you don't expect it from someone like Post Malone, which is he's going to give you $1,200. And
but if you got
really
that $1,200,
nice.
You feel like you can slack off a little?
For the rest of the day, I'd probably like, yeah.
You'd walk no, around and go home.
It's, no, because I would want to keep my customers. You want return business at a restaurant. You want regulars.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't want people leaving once you sit them down. You want them to have a happy meal. And
but you like that
back.
Little freedom. If you could tell the next person, if you needed to, you know, to stick it where the sun don't shine or kiss off or whatever.
I'm going to pay it forward. I'm going to pay the next tip so you can treat her like crap.
Yeah.
Some kind of thing like that.
Like, she's a lousy waitress. I've already taken care of it.
I guess this just circles back to tip.
I also could have got worked, too. But I mean, like, yeah. Part of a good server is working the table. Like,
yes.
You know, oh, are we celebrating anything special tonight? Oh.
Would you
is
like
that
to take
your
that
daughter? I have three at home. It's Christmas, and I don't have anything for him for Christmas.
Are you the 13-year-old?
It wasn't that bad, but it was kind of that, you know, it's like, oh, man.
And how would you like your steak prepared, Mr.?
I want it cooked right here at the damn table.
Were you on the rise, guys? Were you that guy that got circumcised when you was 13? My 13-year-old's getting cut right now.
I wasn't circumcised at 13.
Oh, the guy that called your show was.
Oh,
I apologize. Would you like a roll?
Do you need extra rolls, Mr. Harris?
You need some extra butter? I mean, you don't. If you want to, you could just open your shirt up. But if you like some extra butter, I'll bring
you
some out.
Right, man.
Do you want dessert?
I ain't got no boo butter.
Did you tip me yet? I walked by and said, hey. They get that tip yet?
Boo butter. That's a great idea. Paige, I got something to talk to you about off the air.
I was like, hey, you need a pen?
Potential product with your name on it.
I know. That. I love that.
This pen only writes big tips.
It's Boobs McButter right here.
I want you
right
to come out
to
with some butter that I can use in other parts. That
you're selling gallon jugs. Five gallon jugs.
Gallon jugs, literally. A jug for yours. All right. Real quick, all over the place today, I'm going to hit you up with a Matt Man's conspiracy mystery next. One that's not just it's not a conspiracy, but one of those things where, good Lord, man, that is freaking crazy. And I'm going to tell you about it. Right after this. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.